the Grand Alliance. He was haunted by apprehension that Hitler's tyranny in Eastern Europe would be supplanted by that of Stalin. The United States made plain its intention to determine strategy in the West and invade Normandy in summer 1944, Operation Overlord, as its forces waxed in might, while those of Britain waned. Up till Overlord, wrote Churchill's private secretary, he saw himself as the supreme authority to whom all military decisions were referred. Now, he is little more than a spectator. Tensions grew between Britain's Prime Minister and America's President. Roosevelt envied Churchill's genius, and Churchill increasingly envied Roosevelt's power. While Roosevelt's life reflected the highest ideals, he was a much less sentimental and more ruthless man than Churchill. Yet any claim of Roosevelt's superior wisdom becomes hard to sustain in the light of the president's failure to perceive, as Churchill perceived, the depth of evil which Joseph Stalin represented. American vision about the most important strategic decision of the Western War, the assault on the continent, had proved superior to that of the British. In the summer of 1944, after 10 weeks of bitter fighting, German forces collapsed. The Allies had expected to fight river by river and field by field across France. Instead,